This footbridge over the River Avon is Halfpenny Bridge. It gets its name from the toll that used to be charged for pedestrians to use it, half an old penny. You can see the old toll booth. It's the small building at the edge of the bridge on the Widcombe side of the river. That's the side opposite to the railway station. The first bridge here was built in 1862 by a local builder who saw a good business opportunity, offering local people a quick and easy route over the river rather than taking a short ferry ride. His footbridge, made mainly of wood, proved popular and was well used. But in 1887, disaster struck when the bridge collapsed, killing 10 people and throwing dozens into the river. It was the 7th of June, and hundreds of people were arriving at Bath to go to the Agricultural Society's Bath and West of England show, which was up in fields near Beech and Cliff. Two trains had just arrived from Weymouth, and everyone was in a hurry to get to the show, and the queue of people waiting on the bridge to pay their tolls grew as Henry Tanner, the tollkeeper, struggled to take payments and give change. The weight of all the people was too much, and the bridge broke into two pieces and fell with its overload of people into the river. Some managed to swim to the banks, but many of them, especially the women whose long dresses dragged them down into the water, were in real difficulty. There were heroic rescues that day. A gang of workmen working on the nearby railway bridge used rafts to help people out of the water, a mysterious soldier who helped to calm the crowd, and a local doctor who attended to the injured. The bridge was replaced the next year, this time in metal, and it's still in use today. Underneath the bridge, there are marks showing the flood levels from 1866 to 1960. This section of the Avon was often flooded in the past, as you can see.